Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Hope you're able to get ready for Christmas. I actually wrapped a present. Actually, two presents yesterday.
Look at you.
And put them under the tree.
They stop everything.
Yeah. Put them on the tree, and my wife just started laughing at me because of my Christmas wrapping or lack of wrapping ability.
Yep. You and I are one of the same, actually. Neither my husband nor I are very good at wrapping gifts. So when my mom was here for Thanksgiving, I had her wrap Jason's gift. So now mine look great, and his to me look like a 5-year-old wrapped him. I used to do that when I lived in New Jersey too. I would literally take all of his gifts into work and make my best friend wrap them because she did a great job.
Oh wow!
Yep.
All right. Well, how about you? 888-888-9976.
I used to have no concept that there was a real art to wrapping paper, wrapping gifts until I joined my husband's family. And saw what was under the tree. Complete works of art.
Really?
Around the tree. Roger's mother is amazing at wrapping packages, and she's sort of taught me.
Wow,
only
Sally.
So much can be taught.
So are we talking like the department store, like professional wrapped type
and
thing?
Beyond. Yes, bows as big as your head and foil wrapping. And it's just like, this is a whole new world.
Now, have we gotten past the, you need to save that wrapping paper? Or are we still there? Are we still there?
Oh, no. That's a good point. No, they all just rip and tear.
Oh, good.
Like, how could you?
You know, isn't that why God recently invented the gift bag? Someone you know is preparing for their first Christmas, but in a different way. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. They're preparing for their first Christmas without maybe their husband, their wife, their mother, father, a brother, a sister, a daughter, or son. Others are preparing for their last Christmas.
Mm. Wow.
You know, remembering that this season of joy is oftentimes a season of sorrow for many.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just so much more important to be kind and be generous, give love, give help. Nothing else, just don't give people a hard time.
Yeah.
This time of year.
So true.
Yeah.
A lot of grace, right?
I think about my dad who passed away about almost 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just love to have one more conversation with him. Mm-hmm. But there is a video that I have that my sister took. I wasn't there at the time. For a good chunk of my adult life, never lived near my parents. And so it's a video of I mailed him, as well as my two nephews, these marshmallow shooter guns.
And so, that sounds like you.
I have this video of my dad just totally blowing away my nephews. And my dad was in bad health. He'd got oxygen on his head and everything. And here he is just going at it.
That's fun.
You know, and I just, it was fun. I watch the video and I laugh and then I cry.
Yeah,
you know
it is. Yeah, it's a mix of emotions for sure.
Yeah,
it's been several years since my sister passed away, and the three girls. We had a tradition of looking for it's really an antique angel ornament that goes up on the tree, but the trouble is she's seen so many Christmases she's an angel with no wings.
Oh no!
And so the three of us would have this challenge to see who was going to unwrap the wingless angel. And this year, just my other sister and me, my sister Deborah and me, and I opened up the wingless angel this year. And because we were not together, I snapped a picture of it, sent it to my mom and my sister, and through our tears, we laughed and shared a fun memory of the wingless angel.
Aww.
And so... You know, through the tears, you can find joy, right?
Amen.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year to wear stretchy pants. Fisty, yeah, amen. Fisty has some holiday eating tips for you.
Well, you walk in, you see the vegetable tray.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, avoid that.
Oh, avoid it.
Anybody who puts carrots on a holiday buffet table, you don't need that negativity in your life. There's no holiday spirit there. Like, go next door where they're serving cookies.
Well, what if you want to dip stuff in it? And,
you know, well, I mean, okay, that's really the only acceptable way to use it is to get the ranch dip to your mouth.
Yeah, it's just a vehicle for more ranch.
That's a lot.
If something comes with gravy, use it. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of gravy. Gravy does not stand alone.
I love gravy.
Make a volcano out of those mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Fill it with gravy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Eat the volcano. Repeat.
Till it overflows.
Oh my goodness. I thought this one was the most important one. If you come across something really good at a buffet table, like those frosted Christmas cookies that look like Santa Claus, position yourself near them. Don't move. You want to have as many as you can before becoming the center of attention. They're like a beautiful pair of shoes. If you leave them behind, you're never going to see them again.
They're like a beautiful pair of shoes.
Do what you can while you can.
I just say pull up a chair at the buffet and just sit right there. You know, regardless of your opinions of the guy in the big red suit, it does provide built-in behavioral modification for your children. Because there's the naughty list, right? Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So Misty found, this is a father and his son. They're British. And sounds like the son has been up to no good.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this conversation. You might have to turn up your radio a little bit so you can hear. The little kid sounds like he's kind of off in the distance. Here we go.
That's why you're on the naughty list.
Swear, trust me.
Well, that's why you're on the naughty list, because you're being naughty right now. So you're going to be on the naughty list if you keep talking like that.
No, because Father Christmas is not being very nice to me.
Because you're being naughty, so you're on the naughty list.
Well, I'm not. I'm on the good list, actually.
You're not, because you ain't being good.
I am on the good list. If you keep saying that word again and again and again, I'm not annoying.
Father Christmas rang me last night when I was at work and said, you better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and he won't get no presents for Christmas. That's what he said to me. So you got to start being a good boy.
No, I'll do what I've got to him.
No, you won't do
it. Punch him.
You're just silly, man.
Trust me, I'm not on bad list.
How adorable is this kid?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know that an uppercut is the way to get off the naughty list.
No, I don't think that is either.
Family Life Radio.
Your favorite Christmas memory. Now, this could be as a kid, as an adult. What is it? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Rhett is with us. What do you got?
Well, I'm from Arizona, and my grandmother would ask my grandfather to go out and pick her a tumbleweed every Christmas season.
A tumbleweed?
A tumbleweed. So she would have him pick this tumbleweed, and he would bring it home, and she would either spray paint it gold or silver, and then she would decorate it with tiny little ornaments and put lights on it. And that's one of the things I remembered and adored most about my grandparents in the Christmas season is my grandmother just had this creative idea for decorating her Arizona Christmas tree.
I like it.
A Christmas tumbleweed. That's fun.
I mean, you have to be an optimistic person to see any kind of joy in a tumbleweed. And so I think it really speaks to her spirit. That's amazing.
It is a wonderful memory that I carry with me throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Just think, you know, I've got the Christmas tree lots. Come on up to Tom's tumbleweed lot. Get your Christmas tumbleweed today.
Just even the way you phrased it, he goes out to pick a tumbleweed.
Correct.
Family Life Radio, Love Your Neighbor Christmas Edition. This is where you nominate a unsung hero, somebody in need. And we as listeners, we gather around and see if we can help out in some way. Cornell is with us. Tell us who we're nominating.
Her name is Jamie Wustick. She's a very loving, kind person. she actually called your radio station to get help for someone else. She's always trying to help others, like always. And this time, she actually needs help herself, and I decided to be her voice for her. She doesn't even know that I'm calling, actually. She has 6 kids, and she recently just lost her job. She made sure to make Christmas better for other people and other folks by getting them help from church, getting them help from Family Life Radio. Just a very big-hearted person, and I wanted to nominate her to see if she can get some help with helping her kids. I'll get some things for Christmas.
She called in and nominated, I think it was Amanda? Is that right?
Yes, somewhat. One of her friends.
Whose husband passed away.
Yes, her husband died.
Yes. Yeah, she did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember.
And she needed help herself the whole time.
The whole time, yes.
Oh, wow. Man. Wow, she is beautiful.
She has a kind heart, right?
She's a very, very kind person. She's amazing.
Well, what specifically could we have listeners help her out with?
If help out with getting her kids some things for Christmas.
Okay.
It's to the point now where she's at her wit's end, and she's just looking to still have her kids at least have a small good Christmas.
What? Give us the kids' ages.
All right. So it goes from a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, to a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, and then a 13-year-old.
Great Scott.
Wow.
Wow.
All the ages.
Man.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Okay. We need to help out in a big way here. Get these kids, make sure the kids get Christmas this year.
Yeah, that'd be really, really kind. She does nothing but help out others. Praise the Lord 24/7. She loves your radio station. She's just a great person. And those are some great kids.
How do you know her?
I live like right down the road from her.
Okay. Well, I think we would love to help her out.
That'd be awesome. I mean, hey, nothing beats a fairy but a trier. I literally didn't expect nobody to answer the phone. I just said, you know what, let me call.
Oh, we're really here. We really answer the phone. Okay, so maybe we could help out with maybe some gift cards or Target or Walmart. I don't know. And let's get these kids some Christmas this year.
That'll be a blessing.
Well, hold on here. Our producer, Alex, will get your information.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Wow. I remember when she called in to tell us about her friend. And you said it, Misty, and she was in need all along.
Man.
What a selfless person.
Right? That's incredible.
Well, let's help her out. If you feel like God's moved on your heart for this, here's the phone call to make and help her out. 888-888-9976. Again, that's 888-888-9976. Or maybe you want to nominate somebody, an unsung hero, somebody in need. 888-888-9976.
It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends here on Family Life Radio with our good news of the day. We have Jenny from Topeka, Kansas. What's God doing in your life?
I've struggled with depression and anxiety my whole life and not feeling good enough because of family issues and stuff like that, and always ended up with the wrong guy. And when I finally really surrendered my life to God and gave up all the things I was striving for, God sent me the man that loves me like crazy, and he's now my husband, and we have a 6-week-old baby, and I've never felt more love and joy in my life just by letting go of all the things I couldn't change on my own and finally accepting what he had for me instead of what I was chasing after.
Wow. There's a lot of power in everything you said there. Letting go of the things that you were trying to change. It makes me wonder, am I trying to do that? Am I trying to change certain things? Is it accepting kind of like where you are in life? Is that where you're coming from? Or is it just when you finally say, all right, be still and know that I'm God?
Be still and let me handle this. Know that I'm God, and I will do with the situation what I want to do with it. It's not up to you to take care of everything. That's how it is for me anyway.
When you just made that statement, it's not up to you to take care of anything anyway, that's a relief, right?
Yes.
And I think a lot of us feel that way. We have to fix this issue with this person. It's all on us.
Right.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and he's done that in other areas of our lives too. Like, we wanted our house to sell in a certain time and it didn't, and it sold in the exact perfect time for other things to fall into place. And I just keep seeing a pattern of this happening. Once I let go of what I think should happen and let what he wants happen, it's always way better than what I expected.
Yeah, but we have to let go of what we think should happen. Oh, man.
That's the hard part.
He so is. You're right. God, this is not going the way I want it. Come on now.
Yeah. When you finally say, okay, whatever you want to happen, I'm okay with it, then it usually ends up being way better.
That's not easy to do, though. You're right. Beautiful story. Thank you for sharing.
No problem. Thank you.
We would love to hear how God is working through you, the good news in your life. Right now, 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
My name is Judy. I'm from Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Hi, Judy. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call and thank you guys. You guys are very inspirational to me. You guys are my hope, my rock. I got some information yesterday from my doctors, and it might be a cancer. And I got in my car this morning, and I was listening to the radio, and that song, Be All Right, came on. So I just, I want to thank you guys for what you do for me every day of my life. And just listening to you guys makes everything all right. And I know that everything is going to be all right. And I just want you guys to know that you guys are my rock. You guys are my hope. And I know that just listening to you guys and praying every day that I'm going to be all right.
Wow.
And I just want to thank you guys for everything that you do.
You know, you never know when you're going to go through it or when something's going to happen. But isn't it good to know that Family Life Radio is here in your time of need? And she said that you guys are my hope. You know, our slogan is experience hope. And that's what we want everybody to do is after you've left the radio and gone on with your day or whatever, you've experienced hope. I just want you to know something. We are listener supported, and the only way we stay on the air is if people give just like you, and we've got some really exciting news right now.
Yeah, this is so cool. Some generous friends of Family Life Radio, they want to come alongside you and double your gift. They want to match it dollar for dollar. So say you were to give $30 a month, that's like $60 a month of impact. If you want to offer a leadership gift of $1,000, that's like $2,000.
Amazing.
Yes.
Love that. I love how that works. These remaining days of the year are critical for Family Life Radio because a large percentage of our annual budget is given in December. Time is running out. So you can give now and have your gift matched and doubled before the end of the year. 888-888-9976 or myflr.org or give through the Family Life Radio app.
Yeah, if you give through the app or if you go to myflr.org right now, it actually saves the ministry some money if you give that way. And this is cool. If you hop on board and give at least $365 or $30 a month, we're going to send you the 2024 Year of Prayer and Purpose calendar. And it's pretty awesome. The pictures in this thing are gorgeous.
They really
beautiful.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go to myflr.org and just listen to what you're doing in the lives of people.
You guys are my hope, and I know that just listening to you guys and praying every day that I'm going to be all right.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For her to say that. And I want you to know if you give to this ministry, you're a part of that. So can we get three more people to hop on board? Here's that phone number one more time.
888-888-9976.
Or go to myflr.org. As you gather with friends and family for Christmas, there is a chance an argument could ensue.
Uh-oh.
You know, ouch. There's differing opinions. There's, you know, who's right, who's wrong. You know, a political thing could take off.
Oh, yeah.
So we had the opportunity to talk with Mike Donahue. He's the lead singer of 10th Avenue North. I can say it. 10th Avenue North. And he wrote a book, Grace in the Gray, A More Loving Way to Disagree. Isn't a life of becoming like Christ slowly realizing you're wrong? To boil it down, there's a lot of areas we got to work on, and that sometimes it's hard to accept.
I have a whole chapter in the book called The Four Magic Words, which are I could be wrong. And Christians ought to be able to embrace this, because to begin your walk with Jesus, you had to say, I am wrong.
Right, exactly.
I was wrong. Yep. And so it's not tough to say, and I could be wrong. The first thing we ought to do, especially when you're arguing about something theological, particularly when it's in what I would say is a gray space. And the problem is with theological issues, nobody thinks there's a gray space. And I would say the first step is listening to the other side. And a real practical way to do that is, I mean, I just had someone on my Instagram telling me how wrong I was for something, and they gave me a Bible verse. And I said, I love your opinion. Thank you so much. You know, so I first validate them. See them, don't make them think they're dumb, don't try to defend myself. And I say, hey, I would really encourage you to look up several differing commentaries on this verse.
Right.
And you might be surprised what you find. Because a lot of us spend our time only listening to sources who reconfirm what we've already made up about something. And when you just take the time to listen to other perspectives, especially by people who have doctorates and, you know, have spent their whole lives studying something, you go, maybe there's something to learn here.
Grace in the gray. Hey, think about it, guys. A lot of us can create or curate an echo chamber of our own thoughts. Kind of just listening to you.
Exactly.
Might be a good idea to listen to others every once in a while and see what they think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about this topic? How have you dealt with family that's been challenging? 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for Zaria's Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Yes, we have a cute kid on the phone, wants to give a joy report. We'd love to hear yours. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. So, Zaria, how old are you?
I'm 9 years old, and I am in fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
I want to do a joy report about something beautiful that happened in our life.
What happened?
We have this little baby named Eden, and she's a heart baby. Her heart is a little bit messed up, but she's beautiful, and she's a sweet little angel to me and my mom.
Oh. So how old is she?
She's 2 years old, and she's had how many heart surgeries, Mommy?
Three
heart surgeries.
Oh.
And the last one was a great success.
Yay! Oh, good! Yay.
The first one, she died for 43 minutes.
Oh, my word.
Oh, wow.
And she knows who Jesus is.
Oh, wow. Well, I would think she does.
He has a special plan for her.
Yeah.
And she's doing really well. She's walking good, and she's having a lot of fun with us.
Oh, good. Well, Zaria, thank you for calling and giving us your joy report.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Oh, my gosh. So adorable. Hey, we want to hear your joy report. Call us right now at 888-888-9976. Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope you get to experience a God wink this time of year. That's where God does something really special for you. Misty, you said this happened to you?
I did have it happen. You know, my brother and I, my half-brother, who I did not grow up with, we met for the first time in 2014. Around 2017, became estranged, and we haven't talked for 5 years. And so we just recently got back in touch, which has been an amazing gift in and of itself. One of the things that we first connected on the first time that we met was this 80s cartoon that we grew up watching called Mask. It's kind of, not a lot of people remember it. It was like a cross between G.I. Joe and Transformers. So, okay. Yeah, it was pretty goofy. And after we had been talking a few weeks, I just happened to go online and I was just Googling like mask collectibles, mask toys, things like that. And I found this guy that does, they used a digital wrist communicator. It was very high tech back in the day.
Wow.
That they used on the show. And so a guy makes replicas of these. And I was like, okay, this is just silly, but I'm going to send it to him. And he called me when he got it. He said, you are never going to believe this. This is the one Christmas gift I always wanted and I never got.
No.
Like, it was was just a random search for me, and I just happened to see it. He said that he came very close because after Christmas, his aunt's like, well, if it's still on sale at the store, we'll pick it up. And they were sold out. And so he just never got it. And he was like, it's the one gift that I wanted, I never received. And I was like, well, that wasn't coincidence at all. I thought that was so fun. So.
Yeah, Misty, that's amazing.
I know.
That's totally a God thing. Because
really
how would
was.
You have known?
I could not have known that.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, maybe you experienced a God wink this time of year. Maybe it's in the area of gift giving. Hey, all I can say is I'm praying to the Lord right now to help me give the right gift because that is not my area.
And won't he do it?
Exactly. Yeah, give us a call. 888-888-9976. I sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show, you can go to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.